Not Like Other Dads, written and read by Sean Zepps. Not long after, I took the kids to a playground. I was minding Cooper, who belly surfed down a slide on repeat while Stella played with a soccer ball that had been left unattended. A Russian woman, maybe in her late 30s, was pushing her baby in a swing nearby and having a very noisy phone chat with another Russian woman on loudspeaker. Stella's ball must have rolled near her or something because they began talking. I kept my focus on Cooper, but watched out of the corner of my eye as I listened in. "I love your hair," the woman offered kindly. "Thank you," said Stella. "Did your mom do your hair?" Stella pointed in my direction. "No, Dada." I smiled and waved at the woman who looked my way but refused to smile back. "Mom taught him well. I have a Dada and a Daddy. Well, everyone has a mommy." I rushed to Stella's side. "Excuse me, she's 3 years old. She doesn't have a mom. Being a mom is more than just giving birth. It's a title that's earned." I scowled at the woman, scooping Stella off the ground and screaming to Cooper that it was time to go. I marched out of the park, holding back tears, and shoved everything, my children included, into the car. We sat in silence for a couple of minutes while I calmed myself down. "Does everyone have a mommy?" Stella said after a few minutes. "No, sweetie, that woman was wrong. Everyone is born from a woman, but that doesn't make that woman a mother. I didn't give birth to you or give you my little seeds, but I'm still your dad. It's a title that's earned." But I wasn't sure if the message was getting through to her and Cooper. We were having open and honest conversations about our family at home, but our precious little humans were just toddlers. Issues like infertility and queer phobia were way beyond their developmental capabilities. They knew most children had a mother and a father. They knew who had carried them and who had offered her eggs. They didn't believe, not even for a second, that it was wrong to have a family like ours. We wouldn't allow it. But outside our home, people like these women brought their negative reactions into our children's lives. Josh was blunter than me. Once at an airport security checkpoint, a staffer kept peppering us with questions. "Where is mommy?" "Aw, poor kitties, where is mommy?" Josh turned to him and said cheerfully, "She died." That shut him up right away. Whenever I complained to my nearest and dearest, they said things like, "Oh, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. Don't worry, the kids won't remember it." But I remembered it. All of it. My parents would tell me that no matter what other kids said, I was perfect, just the way I was, and that God loved me. But when the bullies repeatedly said otherwise, I questioned if my parents were telling the truth. How could I believe them? They had to say these nice things to make me feel better. It was the opinions of bullies that really started to matter to me because those kids weren't being forced to pretend I was normal. If they said I was a sinner or a freak, then maybe I actually was.